too. I have some notes in front of me. I think that probably I can talk better with the notes than I can just off the top of my head. First off, let me explain that you can reuse these. All you have to do is to take the recorder after you're finished with the tape that I've recorded and listen to it. Then you put the tape on the machine and just record right over the top of it. This will erase my message, and you can send a message back to me probably in the same package that is in the same container that I sent this one in. And I'd sure like to hear from you. I'd like to hear your voices again, too, because I love every one of you very much. Mother, I love you so much that I love you very, very much. You know, when you're talking to people, you have to decide which one you're going to talk to first. Of course, I'm not deciding who I want to talk to first. It's just that you have to decide on somebody. So, let me start with Terry. Terry, this Marine school down in Texas. I want to talk to you a little bit about that again. I wrote you the letter one time explaining what the problems were on this thing, but I think that maybe we can overcome these problems, really. However, you have to do something on your own, too. I think it's best that you write to the school and find out pretty much what they require, and also discover how much money it's going to cost to send you there. We're not overly rich, but I think we could probably arrange some of it, providing, of course, that we find out how much it is and things. And I'm certainly not promising that you can go, but I do think that you better get some facts on this thing before I get back. Facts, I mean by how much it's going to cost and what the school year is, how you go about getting admitted, and a few things like that. I expect to be transferred out of here come next May, about a year from now, and I guess Mom told you that I wrote a letter and asked where you'd like to go. I'd sure like to hear what you'd like to do, where you'd like to go. And, of course, if you're in a Marine school, you don't have to worry too much about where you go other than Texas. But, maybe we'd like to be pretty close to you, you know? I love you, Terry. You're a great kid. Keep up the good work in school, too. Mom's been telling me a lot about it. You know, the next thing we talk to is you, Tank, by George. I love you very much, you sweet little old stinky.
We're just joking, Tank. You're such a good little girl. Mom tells me that you have a recital, piano recital, coming up on the 27th of this month. I certainly hope that you have a very successful recital, and I'm sure that if you practice as hard as you have in the past, it's going to be a tremendous success. I love you, Tank. I sure wish I could see you right now and give you a great big smooch. Why don't you go over and give Mom a smooch right now, and then she can give you one back, okay? I just got done talking to Terry about where we want to go, and of course... I'm interested in where you'd like to go on the next assignment, too. I sure expect that we ought to be able to go someplace where we can all have a lot of fun and be together again. I don't quite know what to say other than let me know what you'd like to do and where do you'd like to go. Mom told me that you wanted to go to, where was it now, California? Or you wanted to stay near, right there in Quincy all the time and have yourself real close to some of your real good friends. Although this is not really a possibility for my next tour, why, we can maybe arrange to get you some other friends. By the way, Tink, next time you see Mark, probably a good idea if you, you know, said hello to me or said hello to him for me and gave him a little rundown on what's going on here in Vietnam. If you listen a little later on, I'll give you all a rundown on what's happening here. Now, I'm going to interrupt here and try to explain that if you take the reel as it has been unwound, that is wound up on the one on your right, and turn it over and re-thread it through the machine as if you were re-threading a new spool, you'll find that on the back side of this tape is an entire new recording, so that you have twice as much recording coming across. I'm going to talk to you, Tuck, a little bit, and I'm going to talk to Mother rather extensively on this next tape. Okay? Now let's go through this again. The reel on your right, the one that's winding up now, if you take that off at the conclusion of this tape and turn it over as if it were a new tape, and then rewind it or replay it, you'll find that you're getting another